Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight. Instinct and just belief that things would change. You know, it was so difficult. It was so difficult. But I'm going to do the best I can, you know. I already accepted the reality that no matter how much effort I have done, you know, with demos and going for dreams and perform once in a while, like when I was young, I used to perform all the time, that, you know, I have no control if someone going to get me into that next level, but all I have to do is have control of myself and myself as an artist by just continually to go for those dreams, believe that it can happen, and make effort. But I am aware of the time and changes. Like, music choices change. When we get older, we change. I have outside dreams. I have to have other things to do. But if my dream, if I don't see it happen, you know, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to see, you know, to see that, you know, is you know, to know I put all this effort for all these years and not seeing the hard work and to see the results. But I continue to go for those dreams. You just heard that song, I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True, Part 2. That's about, you know, that's the second version of I Want My Hollywood Dreams to Come True. I play on the first version, I play on the piano. It's such a long version, you know. I got these drums, and I got, you know, the keyboards, and I would like to play that, release that eventually, but I don't know when. It may be just me singing it, or maybe just play an instrumental. I don't know. But the first version is just me playing, you know, tapping on the keyboard and doing a very, you know, long version of it. This version that you just heard, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, Part 2, is a recording studio version. Same lyrics. I wrote all the lyrics. The difference is that I work with somebody else, like with the recorded version. And it was probably our last recording because he moved out of California. He's no longer in the industry, or, you know, he moved to a different state. So it was a good working partnership with David. It was a great working partnership with David. And what we did is, with this version, we added a more, you know, the drum beats started off. The idea was to put the drum beats at the beginning. And the keyboard, he came up with a melody on the keyboard, which is good. And then he added, and with, you know, we both added another keyboard melody, my keyboard melody. So it was two keyboard melodies. So both our keyboard melodies were on for the keyboard. And it was great. And I, you know, I love doing songs in the recording studio because it's the magic. You know, it's such a magic to make music. Now, go out and sing it, which I've done so many times. It could be different because I'm singing in front of our audience. But the good thing with performing in front of people, I have more of a range to my voice, you know, to sing. You know, it's like, you know, like in a recording studio, I had to be on key and I had to sing it this way. And then in front of people, I can sing, I can expand my range. I can, you know, do a little some things differently. And it's in front of people, so it's fun to do. From someone like me, who was a very shy person when I was growing up, I was always been shy. In some ways, I'm still shy. It's very hard to sing in front of people, but I got used to it. You know, even though I haven't, you know, sung for a while and recently because of COVID, but when I was on stage, it was at first it was hard. But when I kept doing it and going and doing it, and then I got used to being on stage in front of people. Whoever's on there, I sang. But I sang in front of people when I was at my employment place. I sang in front of people in my schoolings. I sing in front of people everywhere I go. And, you know, it's about being an artist. Yes, somebody told me, you know, I'm just one of many people come out here and have a dream and, they said very few people make it. And I'm aware of that reality. But I'm also aware of the reality that it can happen. You know, I was reminded with, even with BMI, they send me these things and tell me, you know, there are people who made it 60 years old. You know, it's like, wow, they took them that long. I mean, they started as a teenager and it took them 30 years and they got their first hit. As a singer or a songwriter, they never gave up. Yeah, I think the with any endeavor or ambition, I think what it entails is the ability to continue to go, not only go for it, but to withstand the rejections or obstacles that come away. Because being a successful person in the society to some extent requires the ability to withstand hindrances over a long period of time. It means we are, you know, persisting. If you see a hindrance, you see a rejection, you see a put down, you just keep going for it. And in the industry, entertainment industry, there's no exception. It's always rejections. It's normal. But I'm aware of the time and changes. You know, my music, what I like, or what I do like, could change with the public, because the public is fickle. It changes over time. But a song, if it's great, don't, you know? So if a song gets discovered 28 years later or 50 years later, where, you know, that's great to know, and it's great that it happened. It's better late than never, but yeah, it's those people are lucky to get it so fast, 5 years, 2 years, 1 year, and then there's the people who takes a whole lifetime. It's all about just belief, and I say when I write a song or sing, or even if I act, it's about what I wanted to do. So when I came out here, I realized the challenges I had to do. I was told by somebody, well, first of all, you can do it. You just gotta, do you have a demo? You know, and I was like, I ain't have no demo. I just came out here. You know, it's like I was talking to somebody, and get a demo, get three demos, get three songs. You want to make it a rock roll? Okay, get three demos, write something, show your skills, your work on your craft, whatever. It can happen. And it may take some time, but you can do it. So it's like, okay. And that's the right expression. But time could be different for me or any for compared to someone else. Time can take a very long time, and it is a very long time. But I have made concessions about what time, the time and the age as I get older, because I can't do what I did 10 years ago when I released the songs or do what I did 15 years ago. I can't. I'm older and wiser. It's not possible. Keep up with the changes. Yes, I have to make sure my other lives are, other parts of my life are okay, and that's the problem, because being an artist, you know how the difficulty of being an artist, how artists struggle mentally, physically, the handicaps, the substance abuse, dealing with rejections, the poverty. And that has happened to so many artists, and I'm no exception. But I continue to go. I continue to do something to try to enhance my life. I'm still healthy enough to know everything, because on the mental side, I was aware. When I was started out, I was not aware, but I was aware of the struggle to get there. What I'm going to do, I have to jump off a cliff. And, you know, perhaps I will. But I'm going to continue with my dream. 90. I got a dream to go for. I'm an artist, but I'm aware of the time and changes in life in Hollywood to say, continue. Good day, good night from Dove Night.